Erishim Igadol Hamadorim. Rava says no. Even the one that's Meiko the Chomim, even Tanakama, even Remeya that says even on Chaim you can do it only if it's a Zohar. Well, the Zohar can't have kids. Marshenkin on the cave is also Meido. If the animal on a cow, you can't be Mechalom Peris Meishem onto a cow, or else Peris Shrius onto a cow, because we're afraid maybe you leave over the cow in order to have more kids from it, and then we're you're not doing the mitzvah of giving it. Now, Omer Rav Ashi, Ashi says like this. Omer Rav Ashi, Mach Leikis. So Rashi says, Rav Lezer, Rav Yechanan. This here is a riot to Rav Yechanan over here. Because here it just says, Echad Peres Shvias, Echad Mashenim, Mischalun Al Behema. Here it doesn't say, Loshen, that you're buying it. It doesn't say you buy the animal. It just says you're Mischalun. You take your Peres Shvias, you take your Maisa Sheni, you say, you want the Kedusha from this Maisa Sheni to go on to the animal. That's called Chilul. There's no buying, you're not selling here. That's the right to Rabbi Yochanan, that even by being Mischalo, Peres Shvias also, the Kedusha goes off to Peres Shvias and goes on to the, doesn't go off it. The original Peres remains Kedusha, but the Kedusha goes on to the other fruits also, onto the animal also. The Lama Rav Ashi, Machlokes for pre-Rishon. Where is the Machlokes from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yochanan? Depending how could you be Mechal, how could you make the money Kedush? Is it only Derech Nekech if you buy it? Or else Derech Hillel, that's only upon the first pre. In other words, the original apple that grew on Shemitah, that has Dusha Shemitah, that's the Machlokes. Avo Bepri Sheni, like we just got finished saying, let's say this first apple, you traded it in and bought wine. So now, both the apple and the wine have Kedusha. So Peri Sheni means the wine. When you have the wine now that has Dusha Shemitah, everybody holds. Bein Derech Nekech, Bein Derech Hillel. By the Peri Sheni, everybody, even Reb Lezer's Maida, you could be Mechalad, take off the Kedusha on the wine by being Mechalad. Just saying, I want the Kedusha to go off the wine and go on to something else. Why does it say Lokach twice? I did the Tani Reisha Lokach, Tani Nami Sefer Lokach. It says in the Sefer also Lokach. Rashi, Lokach Lokach Bekuloi. Bein be pre rishon, bein be dom of the tony loka bosta yain, loka tony chilu bosta yain. But the kasher on this first brice, here it said the case. How do you have it? You sold and bought wine, then you sold and bought oil, then you sold and bought fish, then you sold and bought that. So why does it always say you have to sell it for? If you're telling me now by the pay rishon of the second one, you could just transfer it without selling it. So why does the brice say loshen of lokach? So much the nechnami. It's just I did the tony reisha lokach. Since the first part it said lokach. Tony Nami Sefer Lokach. It also says the Sefer also Lokach. Reinach Nami. According to Rav Ashi, the Peri Sheni, everybody holds, you can be Mechalit, Derechulin, without, Derechilul, without selling it. Eisve Ravinu Rav Ashi. Ravinu has to cash to Rav Ashi. Mishi Eishloi Seller Shal Shvias. Somebody has a seller, a coin of Shvias. How does a coin have Kedusha Shvias? Elama, you sold it. The guy that had the apples of Shvias sold it to somebody. So when somebody gave you the seller has Kedusha Shvias. Obikash Nikach Boy Cholok, and the guy now wants to buy a suit. And the lacha is, with the money of Shvias, you're not allowed to buy a suit. Because the money has Kedusha Shvias, it has to be used up before the Zman Avir. That means Hanukkah time. If you buy a suit, you're going to use it forever. So the Zoy, how could you use the money now to buy a suit? Is Tetzad Yasa, what should you do? Yelech Etzachen, let him go to a storekeeper, Rogalet Slave, Yoimaloy, tell the storekeeper like this. Tain leave a seller Paris. I have money here right now. Give me an apple. Give me a dollar's worth of apples. For Neisle, he gives him the apples. For Chayzaviyom, he tells the person like this. Harei Paris Halolo. He should know these fruits right now. Nisun Mechaba Matonim. Give them to for a present. Vuaymaloy, and then he says to him, Holocha Selazu, the Matona. I'm also giving you the coin now for a present. Vahalokeach Be Mashiyitza. And now with the money now, he has a right to do whatever he wants. In other words, the money, the kedusha of the money went off the money onto the peris, so the peris have kedusha shvius, and the money now is chulin, do what you want with it. For Rocha here, the peris sheni, the money now is a peris sheni, the money didn't grow on Shemitah, it's only you sold the fruits and got the money for it. So the money is a peris sheni. Okatani, and still it says when you want to get the kedusha off the money, what do you have to do? You have to go to the storekeeper and buy the fruits off him. Okatani, derech mekach in. Derech Hillelai, smash me here on the money to get the Kedusha off the money. You can't just take your own fruits and say you want the Kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. That's what it should be according to Rav Ashi. And here it says no, you have to go to the storekeeper and badafka buy fruits with this money. So you see, even the pay rishon, even the money, the kedusha could only go off it if you sell it, and that's not derech hilul. So Elo Amar Rav Asher, Rav Asher is like this, the opposite way. Machlokes b'prisheni. Where is the machlokes that Rav Yechanan says you can make derech hilul by prisheni? Avo b'pri rishon, but the first fruit of perish shvius that grows on shvius, the rehako derech nekach in derech hilul loy. Even Rav Yechanan is moida. You could only be paid to it if you sell it. When you sell the first fruits of shvius, then the money gets kedusha, or else you sell it and buy something else. But chilul doesn't help by the first fruit. That it says what chilul ma shvius demei shvius dilo teim hochi ma'ase mamish v'otzir v'satak yativ yodecho el demei ma'aser hochinami demei shvius. The kash was here. It says shvius has a chilul to it. Now shvius here poshid meant we saw it meant the pears that grew on shvius itself. So it's mashmi, even the first fruit you can make chilul on. That's the kasha. V'adik toni echot shvius v'echot ma'aser sheni that has chilul to it. So the kura kasha is mashmi the first fruit that grew on shvius. You could be mechalul onto the animal here. It doesn't say you have to buy the animal. It says clearly mischalulin. You could be mechalulin. There's a kasha mashmi the first fruit itself. You could be mechalul. So Gemara says no. This bryce here talks about echot shvius v'echot ma'aser sheni doesn't mean the fruit that grew on shvius itself. Ma shvius, what does it mean? Shvius, demei shvius. It means you already sold the fruits and you have the money. You have perisheni. Dilo teimot, it was exactly like this. Meiser. Meiser mamish. If you want to tell me meiser sheni means the meiser itself, actually. Voxiv, the posuk says, v'tzartu akes of yadechom. Let's say you have meiser sheni that grew. The only way you could be paid your meiser sheni is by taking money. You have to take a money that has coins. The Torah says, but tzartu akesi v'dechom. You have to take money and say, the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni should go onto the money. So it's not Takashi here. How could you take the Ma'aser Sheni and say, you want the Kedusha to go onto an animal? Elo, what do you have to say we're talking about here? That's true, originally you took the Paris Ma'aser Sheni and you set it onto money. You want the Kedusha to go off the Paris, go onto the money. And now the money now, you take onto the Paris. That's what you could do. El Demei Meiser, his Ochanami Demei Shvius. About here, both cases, we're talking about the Domin, the Redi the Chilum, the Perisheni. So that is very good. That Rabbi Yochanan holds the Perisheni, that you could make Chilul by Perishvius. You don't have to have a Nekach. But the first Peri itself, you can only do it, Derech Nekach, not Derech Chilul.
Start again from that from Nem Aleph, Omer Aleph. Again, the last Gemara will say over again, on top, the third line. Omer Rav Ashi, Machlokes b'pri rishon. So Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, if by Peiros Shvius you could be mechalal to take off the Kedusha, or at least to put the Kedusha onto money, the Machlokes was it only Derech Mekach, if you sell the fruits, so the money you get has Kedusha Shvius? And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even Derech Hilul, even without selling it, just I'm saying you want the Kedusha to go on to the money, it could also go on. So Rashi is saying the Machlokes is by Peri Rishon, that means the fruit that actually grows on Shvius. Well, Pri Sheni, that means the actual fruit that grew, you sold already. And you got money instead, so the money now has the Kedusha Shvius. This money now, the Pri Sheni, is Divrei Hakel, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Hilul. You can take off the Kedusha and put it onto something else, whether you sell it, or whether it's Stam Derech Hilul. On your own, if you have your own fruit, you could say, I want the Kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. You could be Mechalit. That's what Rav Ashi says. So Gemara asks the question. Gemara explains now. I have a brice before that brings a raya to Rebbe Lezer that only Mekach helps. Keeps on saying, you sold it, you sold it. Mashm, even the Peri Shein, even the second Peris, the second Kedusha of Shriyas, also was only taken off through selling it, through Mekach. So Gemara says, no, I need the Tony Reisha Lokach, Tony Nami Seifa Lokach. Since the first part of the Brisa says the word Lokach, the second part also says the word Lokach. But really, the Peri Sheni is lavd off if you buy it, even if you stand say, there, you want the Kedusha to go off the Peris, onto the money, onto something else, there a Chilul, you can also do it. Eise Ravin le Ravashi. So Ravin asked the Kashna to Ravashi. It says, a case of Mishi Eishloi Sele Shal Shvius. Somebody has money that has Kedusha Shvius on it. In other words, you originally sold your Peris Shvius and somebody bought it and gave you money, so the money now has Kedusha Shvius on it. That the law is you're only allowed to buy something that you could use up before the Zman HaBir, let's say before Chanukah time. Now, Ubikesh Nikach LeCholuf, you want to go and buy yourself a coat? Which with Kedusha Shriyas, you can't do that. Because the Cholik, a coat, like or a jacket, that stays a long time, even after Zman HaBir. So the kids, you want to get the Kedusha off this money. How do you do it? Kate said, yeah, so how do you get the Kedusha off the money? So the Brice is going to tell you a case of selling, that you have to sell it. So this is the kashi, you see, even by Peri Sheni, you can only do it through selling and not through Derech Hilu. So it says, Yelech Eitzel Chendvini Harogel Eitzlei. The Eitzel is, go near a Chendvini, go to a storekeeper, that you used to, he knows you, he's your friend, so he'll do this as a favor for you. The Eimeloi, and tell him, Tainli Bisela Peris. I have a seller now, a dollar's worth, I want a dollar's worth of fruit. V'noisenloi, and he gives you the fruit. Now it comes out now that since you sold the money, like you bought fruits with it, so the fruit you bought now, that has Kedusha Shriyas, and the Kedusha of the money went off the money. So now, now you tell the storekeeper, you should know this pound of fruit that I bought of you, the dollar's worth, I want to give it back to you for present. True, it has Kedusha Shriyas on it, so you have to eat it before the Zman HaBir. I want you to take it back as a present. And now the storekeeper will do you a favor. Here you can take the seller back and keep the money and give it to you back for a present. So this is the way you get the Kedusha off the money, only by selling, by buying something with it. Here we're talking about the pre-sheni. Like this money you have, money doesn't grow. Money is not the peris of Shvius itself. But originally you had a peris that grew on Shvius, and you sold it and you got the money has Kedusha. That's called a Peri Sheni. Uketoni, and still the Brisa says the only way you could do to get the Kedusha off the Peris, off the money, is only Derech Mekachin, Derech Hiloloi, but Mashmi, you cannot stand be Mechalul. You can't stand take this money and take fruit you have in your house and say you want the Kedusha to go off the money onto the fruit. So the Kasha and Ravashi. Ravashi wanted to say before everybody holds that on the Peri Sheni you could take off the Kedusha by Stam Chilul. So Gemara says, Elo Om Ravashi was Chayze, and Ravashi is saying like this now, that Machlokes with the Machlokes Rebbelez and Rabbi Yechlin, if you could do a Derech Hillel or not, is the pre-sheni. The whole Machlokes is by the second peri. That's what the Machlokes is. Abo the pre-rishen, but the first fruit, the actual fruit that grows on Shemitah, the actual apple that has the Kedushas HaShviyas, that the Rehakel everybody holds. Derech Mekach in, Derech Hillel loy. Then you could only do a Derech Mekach. You cannot do it Derech Hillel. That's what Ravashi is Chiddush. That the Peri Sheni, Peri Rishen is only Mekach and not Derech Hillel. But then the Chanami, Peri Sheni, that's the Machlokes for Rebbelez and Rebbe Yechanan. So the Brice before that just said this Akimta. By the money, the only way you could get the Kedusha off the money is only by selling it. That goes according to Rebbelez's Shita. That Rebbelez says even a Peri Sheni is only Derech Mekach and not Derech Hillel. For the Gemara of Ahor Diktoni, Echad Shviyas, V'echad Ma'aseh Sheni, my lechur, before we had a raya, Brisa to Rebbe Lezer, this is to Rebbe Yechanan, that said it is Shai Chilul on Kedushas of Shviyas. That I said before, if you have Shviyas, you can be Mechalit on Behemoth, whether they're alive, whether they're dead, but you can be Mechalit. So where it says, my Shviyas, what does it mean you have Shviyas? It doesn't mean the actual fruits itself that grew on Shviyas, but rather the May Shviyas. It means like the Peri Sheni. The Peri Sheni, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, it could go through Derech Hillel. The Enechnami, the Peri Rishon, the actual fruits that grew on Shemiz itself, that you cannot be Mechalom, that you cannot be Mechalom. So the Moradila, Taimahok, if you're not going to tell me like this, that the Brice of Shemiz is talking about Peri Sheni, and not talking about the Peri Satsmoi, if you want to say not like that, the Brice also says Meiser, that Meiser Sheni also could be Mechalom onto the animals. For the Gemara, Maisa Mamish, if you want to tell me something about the Maisa, the Paris itself, Maisa Sheni. What Siv, the Pasuk says, V'tzarto HaKesef Yadecha. When you have the Paris of Maisa Sheni, the only way you can get the Kedusha off it and be Mechalad onto something else is only to put it onto money. You have to use money. So how could the Brisa say here, you can take off the Kedusha, Maisa Sheni, and put it onto the animals? Elo Demei Maiser. Avada, we're talking about with original Paris, Maisa Sheni, you are Mechalad onto money. And now this money, now you can mechal a second time onto animals. So it's talking about the peiris, talking about the May Maisa, like the second thing is Hachinami Demei Shviyas. When the Brisa says you could be mechalol Shviyas, it doesn't mean the actual fruits that grew on Shviyas, but rather it means the Demei Shviyas. There is the Peri Sheni.
what you already bought or sold with the original payment shvius, the money you received, that second degree, that the mei shvius, that you could be mechal onto something else, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Here's a Mishnah Baita. Borishoyne ho yelulov nito b'migdash shiva. His bisman that had the base of migdash midiraisi is supposed to take the lulav, that means the dalad minim, all 7 days on Sukkot. Over Medina, outside the base of migdash, even in Yerushalayim, midiraisi it's only yom echad, only the first day. And the pasuk says ulakachtem lochem b'yom harishon. And how do we know in the base of migdash all 7 days? Shirashi brings down to the dashin and b'teros kahanim midasamachtem lefnei Hashem ulakechem shivas yomim. You have to be happy in front of Hashem, which means in the base of migdash all 7 days, means with the Esrog and Luluf. If you big bull in Zayin Yom, but not outside the base of Midrash, you don't have to do it 7 days, only 1 day. The Mishnah says, though, Misha Chorav base of Midrash, when the base of Midrash was Chorav, Hiskin Rav Yechonin ben Zakkai, Shei Luluf Nito b'Medina Shiva. He made a takona that now, B'zman Hazeh, we take the Luluf all 7 days, Zeichel Midrash, to remember how it was in the base of Midrash. Even though now we don't have a base of Midrash, even though outside Yerushalayim, even outside Chutz Loretz, still we do it 7 days. He made another takona. For she yom haneif kula yosa. Yom haneif means like the second day of Pesach when they bring the minchas oimer. The oimer was brought in the base of Midrash to be mata chodesh. In other words, you're not allowed to eat chodesh any new tfu, any new wheat, or the chamesh saminim that was grown that year, that was planted after last year, or the second day of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes the next year, the second day of Pesach, Tes Zayin B'Nissan. So made a takona that when it comes Tes Zayin B'Nissan, so the whole day is also. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh until the end of that day, until the beginning of the next day. We'll see in the Gemara. If it's a takona, Midirabonan, or it's a din Midiraisa. So Gemara says, first of all, Minolon Diyavdinas Dech L'Migdash. How do we know we're supposed to do like this man is there now, to do the lul of all 7 days to remember how it was in the base of Migdash? On Rabbi Yechon, the Yom HaKroah, the Postek says, Ki ale arucho loch, o mima koisayich erpoeich, as we after all heal you from all the sicknesses you had, new mashem, ki nidocho koru loch, tzion hi, derish einlo. We call it tzion, but derish einlo, there's nobody to look after tzion. To make a drush, the Gemara says, derish einlo michlal deboy drusha. So mashma, though, we do have to look after to see what's doing in Yerushalayim in Tzion by the Beis Hamikdash. Here also now we have to make a zecher remembrance how it was in the Beis Hamikdash. Then he made a second takana b'shiheyoyim haneif. The Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason he said that Tes Zayin B'Nissan you're not allowed to eat chodesh now until the whole day passes by? Because really the pshat that the Rashi brings down that really midirais you're allowed to eat it at the beginning of the morning. Because really the psukim is a stir in the psukim. The Gemara Menachos says that one pasuk says ad etzem hayoyim hazeh. Until the beginning of the day, until the beginning of Tes Zayin B'Nissan, Tehainu Hoya Mizrach, that's the beginning of the day. Because the Bechareim, another Pasuk says, Ad Haviyachem, until you bring the Yomer, Mashmah not at the beginning of the day, but it's totally when you bring the Yomer. Hakeitzet, how does it come out? That Bizman, the Iko Yomer, Ad Haviyachem. Bizman, we have the base of Migdash, and you have to bring the Yomer, then Midiraisi Nalarit Chodesh, until you bring the Korban Yomer. Well, Bizman the Lekar Oimer, but Bizman is there. We don't have the base of Migdash. There's no Korban Oimer. Ad Etzem. Then until the beginning of the day. So that's the question now. Why did they make Xera to say, now, after the Korban Abayis, you can't eat Chodesh the whole day, whereas Midiraisa, really, you should be allowed to eat Chodesh at the beginning of the day. So Gemarian says, Mehera Yivna base of Migdash. We have to be afraid that right away soon, the third base of Migdash will be here. The Yomer people will say, when it'll come now, Tes Zayin B'Nissan, people will think they were allowed to eat the Chodesh at the beginning of the day. Just like last year, we ate Chodesh at the beginning of the day. This year also, even though now we have the Beis Hamikdash, we'll also eat the Omer, the Chodesh, at the beginning of the day. Although the Yinul Yadid is people did not know the Ishtakad last year. To lay heavy Beis Hamikdash, we did not have the Beis Hamikdash. Hey, Mizrach, Heter, they're true, then they had a right to do it. So, Hey, Mizrach, the beginning of the day, that's matter them teeth the new Chodesh. Avahash, to the Yiga Beis Hamikdash, but this year now, that we have the third Beis Hamikdash, Oimer Matir, you know what's Matir? They bring in the Korban Oimer, so they're not allowed to eat the Chodesh in the morning, they have to wait until they bring the Oimer. So therefore, Mishum Egzera, that people should not come to eat early in the morning, and made it a corner of the whole Churban, now we can't eat the whole day either. For the Gemara, though, the Ivna Amos, what are you afraid of? When will the third Beis HaMikdash be built? Ilema the Ivna Beshista, so if you want to say it'll be built on the 16th day of Nisan, for the Gemara, Harei Hitter Hei Mizrach, it comes out at the beginning in the morning, when we did not have the Beis HaMikdash yet, so that's the time that the beginning of the day is Mati Ulari Chodesh. So once you have the Heti, you're allowed to eat Chodesh from the beginning of the day, even if later on in the day the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the Yisra won't come back anymore. You already had the Heti, it was ready Muti, you're allowed to eat it from the beginning of the day. Eli, you have to tell me we're afraid now, the Ivnei B'chameser. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Pesach itself, on the 15th day of Nisan. Fred the Gemara, if that's true, Mechatzois Hayoim Ulahalon Tishdori, it should be Muti then teeth even now, B'shas HaChurbin, after Chatzos HaYoyim. Like what, Rabbi Yechiel Metzlake say, the whole Yoyim HaNeif, the whole 16th day, is also teet, because you're afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on the 15th day of Nisan. If the Beis HaMikdash was built on the 15th day of Nisan on Pesach, then by the next day, like they have enough time to bring the Yoyimer, and for sure the Kohanim will bring the Yoyimer by Chatzos HaYoyim. So if you tell us now you have to wait till Chatzos HaYoyim, there can't come out to be any Xeris, because even on this man there will be the Beis HaMikdash, by Chatzos HaYoyim, for sure the Kohanim will have already brought the Yoyimer. So at Tanan, we learned like this. What about even the Zman to have the Beis HaMikdash? So true, it comes the second day of Pesach now, the day to bring the Korban Yoyimer. And as soon as they brought the Yoyimer, then you're allowed to study in the Chodesh. Now what's going to be Horachaykim? The people that are far away from Yerushalayim, they don't know exactly at what time of the day did the Kohanim bring the Korban Yoyimer. So when are they allowed to start eating the Chodesh? So it says there, Mutorin Mechatzayis Yom Al-Halam. From after midday, from Chatzayis Yom, they're allowed to start eating the Chodesh. Why? Because Bezdin are not Mis'atlim boy. They don't take it easy. They're not lazy about this. They make sure to bring the Korban Yoyimer at the right time. So therefore, for sure, by Chatzayis Yom, they brought the Korban Yoyimer. So what are you telling me now? You're afraid now, Bezman HaChurban, not eat that day, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be here. And they'll eat before they're allowed to. So it's enough to make the Gzera not eat up until midday, up until Chatzayis Yom. Because even Bezman, they have the Beis HaMikdash, for sure, when it comes midday, it will be mutter for them to eat, because by that time the Kohanim for sure already brought the Yoyimer. So Gemara says, "Lo tzricha." You know what we're talking about? We only need it for this case. The Ivni Balayla, if the Beis HaMikdash will be built the night, let's say, of Mitzvah Pesach, the night of the 15th going into the 16th day. Inam Yirels Samach Leshkiyas Achama. On the first day, Pesach itself, right near Shki, at the end of the day, that's when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Rashi explains that it takes a long time till you get the Yoyimer ready. You have to first cut the wheat, and you have to dry it out, and you have to grind it up, and you have to be menapa, you have to sieve it out 13 different times. So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is first built on that night, or even right at the end of yesterday, so there's not enough time to bring the Yoyimer until maybe the end of the day. You have to be afraid maybe the Beis HaMikdash will first come here the night of the 16th, so they won't be able to bring the Yoyimer Mamash until the end of the day. So if you tell me now throughout the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat Chodesh at the beginning of the day, or even until Chatzos, you have to be afraid this Gezerah, there may be one year when the Beis HaMikdash will come, it'll come at that night time, or right at the end of the first day Pesach. So it'll take a long time until you can bring the Yoyimer the next day, that it won't be ready till the end of the day. Therefore, Mishum, this Gezerah, we say all along, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. So Rashi brings down, even though the Gemara in Shavuot says that ain't binyan Beis HaMikdash v'layla, and who are then the binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos Yom Tov. So how can it say here that maybe it will be built, the third Beis HaMikdash, on Pesach itself? So Rashi brings down, that's only going on the first two Beis HaMikdashes, that we had to build it. It was built by the Bidei Yodim. Avo Mikdash Osid, Shonu Mitzapin, Bonoi Umesuchlal Hu, Yiglo V'yavim Yishamayim. It's already built, the third Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem will just bring it down in Hashemayim. Shenema Mikdash Hashem Kanilu Yodecho. So since the third Beis HaMikdash does not have to be built with the Yodim, but it's built with the Yishamayim, it'll just come down, then there's no questions. It could even come down on Yom Tov itself, and even at night time also. So that's what we're afraid about. So far we're learning of Yechon HaMetzaka, it says Gzeira, that Midiraisa true now, but after the Churban Abayis, you're allowed to eat the Chodesh really at the beginning of the day. because Heya Mizrach is Matir. It's only Gzeir we're afraid maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built. And they won't have enough time to bring the Yerim until the end of the day, and then you can't eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. So we make Gzeir all the years, you can't eat the Chodesh until the end of the day. Now the Gemara is a little bit different. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says a little bit different. He says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Omar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi explained, even though Rabbi Yehuda was his Talmud, it means to say Oisa shita Shai Rabbi Yehuda shehoyed mi Talmidei Talmidov Dorish Achrav Dorish Gam Hu Biyama. The same way his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda darshan at his times. This is the pshat real in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also. That what? The Yoma that Rabbi Yehuda says, min ha-toyrah hu osam. That you should know the whole 16th day. Because man, we don't have a base to midrash, it's not that he chodesh the whole day. It's only mutter at the end of the day. Why? Because the pasuk says, ad etzem hayoyim hazeh. You have to wait until